Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to go out to the fan hotline. You know him. You love him. Every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. he joins us. And don't forget, you can also catch him every Sunday as part of the tailgate show. He is Lance Reisland. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on tonight?
I think we're chippy. I think so. Not towards you, though. It should be noted, not towards you. Yeah. Although I think JP wanted me to go at you last week, but I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, there was some meat left on the bone there that I thought Nick should have attacked, but then he didn't, and now I don't remember what it was either. I want to imagine it was around Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
I'm going to think it was around Dylan.
I got a guess it would be around, for sure.
Well, I guess we'll get here then. Is it time to bench Dylan Gabriel?
Oh, that's what it was. No, Hold on, Coach, that's what it was. You called Dylan Gabriel a starter. Nick said, no chance in hell is he a starter, and then I wanted him to continue on.
Yeah, he's short, he's not that athletic, and he has no discernible skills that are elite.
So where are we, Coach? Come back at me.
Well, I saw the one that I liked was sawed off, was one of the things you said this week. I was like, wow, that's really something. No,
and
you know, I'll be honest with you. I will say this without question. His poor performance this week, everybody's been talking about the people around him. I thought that was more evident in the first couple games. He played poorly this week, and there's just no way fans are buts about it. This was on him. I thought the protection was better, but I don't know if he can play better with the people that are around him. So even though this one wasn't on him, they are struggling around him. Now, he didn't play very well, and the thing that worries me is not the inaccuracy, it's being late, because being late is what causes interceptions, as you saw, and not recognizing Spillane dropping. Some of the things that I'm watching on film this week worry you, because those are the kind of adjustments you get from NFL defenses week in and week out. Now, I still think it's too early. It's 16 quarters in. With the talent around him, I'm on board with him, but he's got to do the things that got him to where he was a third round pick. And the reason I thought he was good, he did not do that last week. And, once again, I'm not throwing in the towel though. I'm not cooking the burger just yet, but I think he can do some things if he's accurate. That's where, for me, it's his, he was late with the ball and he hasn't been accurate, which is one of the two things that I really liked, on his college film.
I'm cooking up that burger.
I was going to catch it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Booty cheeks, he's not. Booty cheeks, he's
well,
not.
Here's some debatable moments here, Coach. There's some things that I think are really bad, but maybe a little bit defensible, right? Like throwing the ball 10 yards short to Isaiah Bond as he sits there and waits for it to happen up the sideline. And it's like, that's a bad throw.
He's happens to a lot of quarterbacks.
He's got to be able to like do that better, but maybe there's some coaching there, something can happen. But then there's the indefensible that also can't be coached. And it's the idea that he did a shuffle pass into a Patriots ass. There's no other way to describe it. And the other one is the safety play. I mean, how do you even your supercomputer processing system, all these type of things, and you gifted him 2 points because your brain malfunctioned.
You are neither a super nor a computer.
That's not being late, Coach. That's just That's just stinking.
Well, the first thing was the shuffle pass that got knocked down. It was not in a butt. He knocked it down. The defensive lineman knocked it down. And that's truthfully how a shuffle pass works. You got to slide it through. He didn't do a good job. Bottom line is he didn't complete it. But that's kind of how a shuffle pass works. It kind of works like a screen where you're trying to invite those guys in. Poor decision. Now, the throwing the ball away, you know, that's a bad play. And I think that's a combination of he got overwhelmed. And there is no argument for that. Now, should the check down been there? Maybe. But he's got to recognize if the check down didn't get out, did they bring a fifth defender where the back had to stay in? All that kind of stuff ties into it. To me, that was him being overwhelmed. And it looked, for the first time to me, he looked a little bit overwhelmed. I thought the progression that he was making in terms of what he was seeing was good. This week it was not good. And that worries you because that was a culmination of being overwhelmed for a number of quarters, and then his head was spinning and the old seeing ghost. That's kind of what it looked like to me.
All right. So if they are going to go with Dylan Gabriel, we'll saw it off there. If they are going to go with him against the Jets, What's the one step in the right direction? Whether it's the Browns, whether it's play calling, whether it's Dylan himself, like, what's the path back to non-booty stank?
Well, the first thing is, and I've always believed this, they got to get Jerry Jeudy some touches. I don't care what level of football it is. You win with players. You don't win with coaches. You win with players. And with the Browns limited on offense, for Jerry Jeudy not to touch the ball, for me, that's inexcusable. That's on the coach. You got to get those guys touches, especially the NFL guys. Those receivers are a little bit, you know, when they don't get touches early, they kind of go away. They got to get him touches early. David Njoku's got to be more involved. Fannin's got to continue. They got to get Samson in space. So for me, it's about they have to have the right people touching the ball more often, and they have to give those guys chances more often, you know, off play action, those things. But for me, that would be my number one thing. And I think, Kevin, you know, the other thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because I think Kevin should call plays, and people have said, I don't think he should call plays. I don't know if my job's on the line, and that's why I got the job, and that's why he got the job in Cleveland, because he's a good play caller. Then I'm going out swinging with, you know, if it's my butt on the line, I'm going out calling plays. But I got to get, for me, I got to have the best guys touch it. And that's what's not happening right now. You know, Junkins is running the ball, but you got to be more, they did a good job of being a little bit more inventive in the run game against Miami. Then they went back to basics this week. They got to create some window dressing. They got to get the sixth and seventh guy out of the box.
Six,
they got to use motions and shifts. Yeah. 6-7. Yes, I got you. I've seen it. If you're seeing me doing it right now, you're.
Yeah. That's my guy, Coach.
Coach, you mentioned that, though. Like, Jerry Jeudy, 2 targets, awful.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins, awful. 9 carries. What did happen to their identity with and involving some of their best players?
Well, again, you know, here's what's happening on offense, and I would like to say I haven't been there, but we all have been there. He's grab bagging, and what happens when you grab bag is you're not setting anything up. The things that you're successful with, your identity, you don't have that. So the play action shots, the get in 13 personnel, get the big personnel, create matchups. You don't have any of that. So you're just trying to find things that work. So you're just kind of reaching in the bag and grabbing plays you like. There's no setup. There's no timing. There's no rhythm. That's what's really wrong with the offense. Once again, though, if I'm struggling as an offensive play caller, I'm getting it to my best players. And then I say, you know what? That's the best we got. So that's what I'm going swinging with. So that's what I think that's the only chance they have. Those guys, the top guys got to touch it more.
All right, Coach, this has all been very depressing. So I want to talk about something that was not depressing. Myles Garrett, 5 sacks, breaking a franchise record. That's what the box score says. What did the tape say about Myles Garrett on Sunday against New England?
Well, a couple of things they're doing, the Schwartz, it's pretty awesome, is that they're giving him some movement, or they're putting that linebacker, they're putting him down on the guard a little bit, they're putting him outside, they're twisting him a little bit, they're giving him some more options. And then, you know, teams are trying to chip him with a tight end on the line of scrimmage. That just doesn't work because that guy's almost like a non-factor. He just absolutely runs through a tight end. So teams that chip him well are teams that move the guy outside about 5 yards and then try to create like a little hole that he can hit his outside shoulder. The way the teams are chipping him now, there's just no chance. And, you know, his fluidity, it's everything I film. The thing that I'm impressed with is his ability to play the run this year. This is the best he's played the run since he's been a Brown. He is not only outstanding in pass, but he is pass rush, but he is outstanding at the line at point of attack and playing the run at him, playing the run away. Really, really good. Obviously, Myles has always been one of the best pass rushers ever. But this year, I've been super impressed with his team defense and his ability to play the run as well.
All right, take us through the Schlesinger injury and what this does for a defense. I would imagine it's more Devin Bush, more Diabate, but we're so used to just watching him fly around and tackle guys. What are we now going to see?
Well, Schlesinger, you know, it's funny. He's kind of, I don't want to say he's hit the rookie wall, but his instincts have made him, he's overrunning some stuff. And then what he's going to learn how to do, if you watch the film, when he doesn't he doesn't stack and shed those linemen very good right now. He tries to run around everything. So when linemen get their hands on him, he's blocked pretty well. So he'll learn how to do that. This is a big loss, though, because he kind of fits this scheme perfect. He runs around and he tackles, and he's a very sure tackler, which Bush and Diabate are not. They're good tacklers. I think Bush has had an outstanding year. He's going to have to play really well. I think he's going to have to be the guy in the middle. But losing Schlesinger in this defense is huge because he's kind of the cleanup guy. He's the guy when the defensive line makes all their mess, he's been making those tackles. So Bush, Diabate, those guys are going to have to be real good. And if obviously they go nickel, I think Myles Harden's been tackling pretty well. So we're going to see what happens, but that's a substantial loss. Not only is he the green dot guy, but he is a guy who cleans up when on that second level when they get through the line of scrimmage.
Harden's good at tackling when he's not allowing 40-yard touchdown passes, Coach.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, well, that's, you know, like I said, if you get him down in nickel, get him down in the box a little bit. It's the same with Delpit. Delpit was the culprit on the touchdown pass. Delpit had some things when you. It's once again, it's going back. You got to do what these guys do well. Myles Harden's not an outside guy. He's a guy that needs to be in the slot. He's a guy that needs to cover the third receiver. He's a guy that needs to cover the tight end. He's a guy that can tackle. You can't put him in situations that he probably can't do. And being a outside one, covering a stud without safety help is probably not the smartest thing.
Coach, I'm sitting here trying to think, like, what's the right amount of touches for Jerry Jeudy? Is it 10? Is it 3? Is it 6 or 7? Like, I'm just trying to think here. What's the right amount of touches for Jerry Jeudy?
The right amount of touches is every single drive, there should be a built-in touch for your guys. So on the top of that big call sheet, there.
Coach, he just wanted to hear you say 6-7. That's all he wanted.
I'll be honest with you.
There was not a real. One more time. All right. It's not a real question. Well, I'd like to see him 6 or 7.
Oh, 6-7.
All
your hard work did not matter in that question at all, by the way. That was not the point.
That's great analysis. Okay. How many burgers are you going to buy me this year?
Maybe 6 or 7?
All right. I think 6 or 7, yeah.
All right, 6 or 7. All right, Coach.
I'll keep it rolling.
Coach, you're the best, buddy. We appreciate you. Your serious analysis while I'm a jackass. Great stuff, buddy.
Thanks, Coach.
No, I like it. No, it's all good. Hey, listen. When you don't win, this is what happens. That's the bottom line. You got to win or everybody has an opinion, and that's what it is. And things are saying about Dylan, he's either got to prove people right or prove people wrong. That's what's happening.
And I will resort to childlike memes just to make myself feel good about where we are and where the town is with the Cleveland Browns. Coach, great stuff.
Absolutely. Hopefully that burger is still coming my way. I'm not done yet.
Wow.
It seems like we hope the burger's not well done, but it seems like the burger bet is well done.
The burger bet's cooked.
It is crispy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.